producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Woo-wee. Finally, we got some good news. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Finally, we have some good news. I hate sitting here doing a medical show going, well, this causes cancer, this hurts you, this. It is so nice to have some great news. All right, here we go. Chocolate is good for the brain, according to a new study. I am extremely, extremely happy of this news. And you see a woman sitting there biting into a nice, big, creamy piece of Cadbury. A recent study published in the scientific journal Appetite says chocolate is good for the brain. Now, we know helps your heart. We know it makes you feel so good. You could have a real bad day, come home after looking at your radio show ratings, you know, and looking at what you earned, seeing 30 patients that day because of Obamacare, and I could just go to a nice little piece of chocolate, and then everybody makes it all better. So now I get the added health benefits. So they say, the new study of nearly 1,000 people between the ages of 23 and 98 revealed new news. More frequent chocolate consumption was significantly associated with better performance on the global composite score, visual spatial memory, and organization, working memory, scanning and tracking, abstract reasoning, and the mini mental state examination. Yeehaw! These are researchers from scientists from the University of Maine. I would have so volunteered to do that study. I would have volunteered to be there going, feed me the chocolate. They say earlier this year, one expert said chocolate is the best cure for a cough. They say they are still researching health benefits. Now, I went to Medical News Today. Excuse me. Medical News Today has a lot of research, okay? Medical News Today, one of my favorite medical sites, especially since they, you know, talk about chocolate, okay? And chocolate has had a bad reputation for causing weight gain. I mean, when I want to carb out and just feel sorry for myself and have a pity party, I don't go and get vanilla ice cream. I don't get ice cream at all. I go to chocolate. Chocolate is made from tropical theobroma cacao, or cocoa, tree seeds. These are seeds from a tree. The earliest use of chocolate dates back to the Olmec civilization in Mesoamerica. Good for that. After the discovery of the Americas, chocolate became very popular in Europe, and its demand exploded. I would like a spot, a cube of chocolate, please. Yes, my lord. And that's how they taught everybody got chocolate. Chocolate now, obviously very, very popular. So, the MNT, which is Medical News Today, Knowledge Center, has a feature on the health benefits of popular foods. And here is some interesting facts on chocolate. Yummy, I could just eat. Chocolate consumption has been associated with conditions of diabetes, coronary artery disease, and hypertension. I have a problem with that. But they have been told that they have antioxidants. Some studies say that cholesterol, if it's not overly milky, may actually lower your cholesterol levels. There's also been studies saying chocolate prevents memory decline. Now, chocolate does have a large number of calories, so make sure you just exercise it off. That's what I do. All right. There's also a high sugar content in chocolate, so it could lead to tooth decay. Another problem is when you eat chocolate, you like to savor it. So it gets on your back molars, and it sits there. And just every now and then, you can just lick a little taste of it, and you're like, okay, there's still some chocolate. So I like to, if I have a Hershey's Kiss or whatever, I let it coat my teeth so I could still taste it later. Well, unfortunately, that causes cavities, not the smartest thing in the world. They say the average American consumes around 4.5 kilograms of chocolate a year. That's close to 10 pounds of chocolate each year. I could consume that in a day. Chocolate contains flavonoids or flavanols, such as anthocyanidin and epicatechins. Those are supposed to help with overall health as well. The darker the chocolate, the more flavonoids and flavanols it contains. All right, so does it lower stress? Yes. What about blood pressure? Well, they're saying maybe it will lower blood pressure. What about arteriosclerosis? Yes and no. Well, they're looking at that. All right? But if it can lower cholesterol levels, can prevent cognitive decline, can reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems, this is pretty good. Now, let's look at some of the studies. They say a study published in the Journal of Nutrition was carried out to determine whether chocolate bars containing plant sterols and cocoa flavanols have any effect on cholesterol levels. So they found that if you have regular consumption, you know, don't just buy me for Valentine's Day last week some chocolate and that be it. You need to get me chocolate every day if you want me to be healthy. But regular chocolate consumption containing these plant sterols and the cocoa flavanols could increase cardiovascular health, lower chocolate, improve blood pressure. What about memory decline? 2 cups of hot chocolate a day could keep your brain healthy. 2 cups. My problem with hot chocolate is just give me the chocolate. Just give me a candy bar to eat. I don't want to drink my hot chocolate and have to sip and cool. I don't want chocolate in the IV. Just let me eat my chocolate. You know, I don't really understand the aura around marijuana. Many of you guys are like, no, man, I cannot wait for marijuana. I don't really get it, you know, because I've never really smoked and I don't understand the high. I don't really get it. But if I had to extrapolate my thinking with chocolate, okay, maybe I could see why you guys don't want marijuana pills for medicinal marijuana, but you want the real thing. If somebody says, look, Dahlia, if you really need your chocolate and it has health benefits, then we're going to give you an IV infusion or an injection of your chocolate. I'd be like, no, the whole point is I want to eat, you know, chocolate. No, you're missing the point. Well, I guess that's what you guys are talking about when it comes to marijuana. You want to sit there and smoke it and, you know, taking the whole, I guess, experience. I guess I get it then. Now I get it. Why? Because of chocolate. There was a study published in 2014 where they looked at cocoa extract called Lovato can reduce or block damage to nerve pathways in people with Alzheimer's. So if we're looking at chocolate preventing Alzheimer's, I will make a chocolate hat and I will wash my hair in chocolate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so we talked about pain. We talk about pain a lot on the show. And this was a very interesting study. Losing money really does hurt. Participants who recalled a period of economic instability reported that they almost felt physical pain twice as much as they had when economic times were good. Households with two unemployed adults spent 20% more on over-the-counter painkillers compared to those in which at least one adult worked. They think it's linked to a lack of control over their lives, It's a link, though, psychological, you know, I say it's serotonin, okay? You know, you're stressed, things are happening around you beyond your control, you're obviously not happy with, you know, the way your life is going, your serotonin seems to be low, and then unfortunately, boom, you don't have the protective effect, the buffer that you could have to prevent you from having pain. They say a group of researchers led by Eileen Chow of the University of Virginia decided to look into the study when they noticed that economic insecurity and complaints of physical pain were both increasing at the same time. But also remember, during the recession, we doctors were being yelled at for writing too many pain pills. My pain prescriptions went down considerably because I didn't want to be known as one of those doctors that gives, you know, that writes a lot of pain medication. So I started to refer out to pain specialists a lot over the last few years of my practice. And that just happened to be around the same time as the recession. So if many people could not get in with pain specialists, then, or if they ran out of insurance, if you ran out of health insurance, are you going to a doctor for prescription pain medicine or are you going over the counter? So I'd say still take this with a grain of salt. But trust me, when I'm in a bad mood, things hurt. You know, when I'm happy and everything's fine and I'm on vacation, I don't really get period cramps. But man, when I have to work 12-hour days and, you know, I watch the news and everybody just seems to tick me off, that's when things start to hurt. So they looked at 6 studies, okay, and they concluded there was a link. They say economic insecurity could cause people to feel they lack control in their lives. It could also make them feel anxious, fearful, and stressed. Overall, our findings reveal that it physically hurts to be economically insecure. Results from 6 studies establish the economic insecurity produces physical pain, reduces pain, tolerance, and predicts over-the-counter painkiller consumption. So basically, they looked at a consumer panel of 33,000 individuals. An online study with 187 participants looked at economic insecurity, unemployment, and then they looked at their pain on a pain scale. So households in which both adults are unemployed spent 20% more on over-the-counter painkillers in 2008 than those where at least one adult was working. In another study, many people recalled that they had more pain. So a lot of these are studies where people filled out surveys. But, you know, it makes sense. It does. And, you know, I keep saying this. I talk a lot about the economy on my show. I talk a lot about jobs and, the recession, et cetera. And, you know, many people go, you know, Dahlia, is your show a show about everything? You know, is it a show about everything? Is it a show about health? To me, everything relates to health. So I do. I talk about everything. I talk about the elections. I talk about sports. Because I think it all relates. Yeah, I'm a doctor, but I'm a radio host that just happens to have an MD. But I care about everything, not just people's cholesterol and prostate and all that. So, you know, when somebody comes in, I want to know their work status. I want to know how they're doing. I mean, you know, when I hear that there's going to be layoffs in my neck of the woods, I tell them, I go, look, you know, are you going to be losing your health insurance? And it's not because I would make money or not. Trust me. You guys see what insurance pays us. In fact, we seem to do better when people don't have insurance. But I'm my patient's advocate. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to patients getting their medication, patients getting seen, patients getting the tests or the treatments, I want to know what their economic status is. And when people say, I'm about to lose my job or I'm about to get laid off, you could just say kaput to them getting anything done medically because that's not a priority for them. So let's say you do need to see a chiropractor, you know, and, you know, for your neck and back pain, and you do need to get some adjustments. You may be putting that off because you don't have a job. So you see how it's all related. And now you're having headaches. Now you're having neck pain. And you're like, I'll just run and get an over-the-counter medication. Now, in more economic news, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The government is now warning us, the U.S. government is now telling us that we are going to possibly be replaced by robots. They say if you earn less than $20 an hour, the White House reports that we could lose our job to a robot, all right? The Council of Economic Advisors used a 2013 study to formulate what jobs would be taken over by robots. They say robots added about 0.37% to the U.S. annual GDP growth from 1993 to 2007. Robots were 16% of labor productivity growth during this time period. And they say there's an 83% chance right now that many of these positions, these skilled workers taking over, what minimum wage is trying to improve, you know, going up to like $15 an hour. Robots, and this is something we predicted. We've been talking about this now for a very long time, and this is pretty frightening. So now they say workers who earn more than $20 an hour, there's a 31% chance for them to be taken over by robots, and those paid double than that have only a 4% risk. I beg to differ. What I see happening is many of them getting laid off when the next recession comes, depending on who becomes president. We're going to be looking at another recession. And then I see cheaper forms of management work that will not be six-figure jobs. What's a six-figure job now may not be, because we are going to have high, high unemployment and people will take anything. And so I don't agree with that. They say here, to reach these numbers, the Council of Economic Advisors, CEA's 2016 economic report referred to a study about the automation of jobs performed by Oxford researchers that assigned a risk of automation to 702 different occupations. These jobs have been matched to a wage that determines the worker's risk of having the jobs taken over by a robot. The median probability of automation was then calculated for three ranges of hourly wage, less than $20, $20 to $40, and more than $40 an hour. The risk of having your job obviously taken over was based on what your salary was. And it also depends on the type of job, you know, customer service. Okay. I mean, I waited tables. Okay. And, I would joke around and I would, you know, to really work the tip, you know, cause but not even that. Just, I like to joke. I like to entertain. So I'd sit there and entertain, et cetera. Well, every now and then we have food servers that just really are rude, not very friendly. So if a robot came to give us our food, we might welcome it because we're not dealing with somebody who could be rude or spit in the food. All right. You know, I do not like to argue with anybody in a kitchen because I see what happens in the kitchen when you make somebody upset. And so many people are going to be tired. I mean, look at all these stories of workers spitting in people's coffee or iced tea in the drive-thru, or somebody being sick, coughing on something accidentally, and then you getting sick or getting the norovirus or getting food poisoning. There is going to be not a demand for customer service and people-to-people interaction. There's going to be a demand where people don't want people around them. And the less people they have to deal with, the more they could trust the interaction. And that's frustrating. You have people wanting driverless cars, airplanes not controlled by a human, so they can't decide to fly it into a mountain. Is this scary? This is the world we live in right now, where nobody trusts each other, nobody likes each other, everybody's suing each other. So getting people out of the equation seems the natural progression of things. Well, then what the heck are we all going to do for jobs? Look at you guys with your doctor. If you had a choice of waiting 3-4 weeks to get in with your doctor, or Skyping somebody in another country online, you guys would rather Skype somebody online. You're bringing it on yourselves, and this is what's happening. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC has said that a certain type of laminate flooring made by Lumbar Liquidators may up the risk of cancer. Now their stocks, the company's stocks, are taking a beating, according to Fox News. Shares fell by up to 24% yesterday, per Bloomberg and Reuters, after the CDC issued a revised report and found health effects from the formaldehyde in unnamed floor samples from China. that increased risk of respiratory issues like asthma or issues of eye, nose, and throat irritation. They say as well as an estimated risk of 6 to 30 cases of cancer for every 100,000 people. The risk for both these issues were up from an earlier version of the report that used, they said, the wrong measurement for ceiling height, which resulted in a formaldehyde concentration in the air coming in at about a third less than it shouldn't have been. That was an earlier report that put the risk at 2 to 9 cases per 100,000. They said, we sent the report to scientists at several universities and discovered the government forgot to convert feet to meters in some calculations. I know. Come on, people. You wonder if they forget to convert feet to meters in some calculations. Do you think they're working the decimal point correctly when they're figuring out our Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid expenditures? Probably not. Lumbar Liquidators, I guess, stopped selling the lumbar soon after last year's 60 Minutes report. Says in a statement, the CDC's revised calculation overestimates any potential health risk from these products, and we are encouraged that the CDC is seeking a broader review of their conclusions. This isn't the only hit to its reputation. They say the company recently agreed to settle for $13 million, plus a 5-year probational period for bringing in wood from forests that serve as home for endangered species. You know, we were talking about Johnson & Johnson paying out a lawsuit because of talcum powder, possibly causing ovarian cancer. You know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, when I hear people talk about no government, get the government out of our lives, I mean, I agree with a lot of them on a lot of issues. You know, have the government get out of our, you know, face. I like that. But, you know, unfortunately, we do need things overseen. Somebody's got to oversee something. And, I mean, you know, good for whoever was the initial whistleblower on this. I don't think Lumbar Liquidators did this on purpose. I have no idea what the case that they had to settle for involved. But, you know, you get a product, okay, and you use a product. I mean, I never even thought to ask if any of my syringes, let's say, were made in China. I assume that everything I use in my office is made in America. I buy it from an American supply company. It shows, I mean, it's, you know, American, very brand name, well-known names. You know, but I mean, what if just one time I buy a box of gloves or I buy a box of syringes or something that was not made in America? And why do we want made in America? Well, one is it gives, you know, jobs to Americans. And two, it, you know, there's like a seal of, all right, this has been looked at. This has been, you know, cleared. This has been okayed. So, I mean, you know, we do need some government oversight. We do need somebody keeping an eye on things and, you know, helping us out as employers and as you know, people in the you know, distributors and companies that sell things. So but you know, when you look at this, like, oh my gosh, you know, your flooring could have formaldehyde. I mean, crazy stuff. And it's not going to stop. You know, the more we decide to substitute something for something, then that other thing could unfortunately have medical ramifications. I talked to you guys about using sugar substitutes. Forgive me, I have to wet my whistle. You know, we say, okay, look, sugar-free. Sugar's bad for you. So what are a lot of you guys doing? You're going to sugar substitutes. Well, how do we know those are safe? You know, I mean, don't drink diet soda. Don't drink regular soda. Drink water, maybe fruit juices. Well, then Dr. Oz looks at fruit juices and finds, well, there's arsenic in those. So, you know, I've come to the realization that everything has something bad with something. Remember we were talking about in the first hour, talcum powder, and how talcum powder is being studied to see if it's linked to ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, lung cancer, etc. And so why are people using talcum powder? Because they're afraid to use deodorant. Many people are concerned that the deodorant could possibly be an endocrine disruptor, or people think deodorant could link you to cancer, so they're switching to talcum powder. Well, people using talcum powder could be at risk. So how I look at it is, you know, everything has its risks. Switch it up a little bit. Don't use a product for 30 years. I know I talk about how the body likes consistency and how the body likes very predictable actions and predictable cycles. But when it comes to products you're using or cooking methods, mix it up a little bit. Exercise, too. Sometimes mix it up a little bit. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news, Texas hospitals say they have developed a rapid test for Zika. Good job, guys. Texas wins. See? All right. See, I knew somebody in America would come up with this first. Two major Texas health centers have developed that they are calling the country's first hospital-based rapid test for the Zika virus that could produce results in a matter of hours. Researchers at Texas Children's Hospital and Houston Methodist Hospital developed the test that detects the genetic material of the Zika virus, which can speed diagnosis and treatment. They say with travel-associated cases of Zika becoming more prevalent, and Texas and the border states, they're the ones that are probably going to be hit the most. Plus, a looming increase in mosquito exposure as we're coming into the spring and the summer. They say we must be prepared for a surge of Zika testing. The test is designed to cut down on testing time, which can take days or even weeks. Typically, the testing would be done by state health agencies equipped to do so on federal authorities such as the U.S. CDC. The test is available only at the two hospitals for now, but researchers are looking to take the test to more hospitals. The Zika virus obviously has been reported to cause, we've talked about this, microcephaly, small heads that unfortunately cause the brain of babies to not develop as well. In adults, we're seeing cases of Guillain-Barré, where it's a neurological disorder that could cause paralysis. So, the Zika virus has been reported as being transmitted in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Right now, we have only seen cases in the United States from people who traveled abroad and then came back. Brazil is right now the worst hit in the current Zika outbreak. It's already spread to 30 countries and territories, most of them in South America and the Americas. The World Health Organization declared a global emergency over Zika this month. They are trying to study zapping 80s mosquitoes, these Zika 80s mosquitoes, to sterilize the males so that when they mate with females, the females' offspring, I guess, can't reproduce themselves. All right. But they're still working on that. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit healthcare organization affiliated with Baylor College of Medicine. Houston Methodist comprises an academic medical center in the Texas Medical Center and six community hospitals serving the greater Houston area. Well done. That's a problem. You know, we've talked about this where we could have people that come in, have some mild viral flu symptoms, and they're fine. And you tell them, you know what, we think you had Zika. They're like, all right, well, I'm good. That's not where the risk is. The risk is having a population of having Zika in the blood and in the body. And then the female mosquito, because I think the female mosquito is the one that really likes to suck the blood. The female mosquito comes and decides to bite you. And you try to smack it off and you miss. You're like, dang, I got bit by a mosquito. All right, because it's the springtime, summertime. All right, so your girlfriend says, all right, well, you need to wear more DEET. All right, and then you guys go on your day. Meanwhile, that mosquito decides to fall on somebody else, decides to bite somebody else and blow that blood or the Zika virus into a new person. Now that person has Zika, and lo and behold, that person's pregnant. Okay? All right, millions of mosquitoes. They love doing this kind of stuff, so we need to figure out a way to isolate this, see who's affected, and go on from there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say seas are rising way faster than any time in the past 2,800 years. The sea levels. I know, seas. Yeah, I know. I looked at my kids' report cards. Boy, they got seas flying all over the place, but that's neither here nor there. They say sea levels on Earth are rising several times faster and are accelerating because of, quote-unquote, man-made global warming, according to new studies. I still got to figure out this whole man-made versus it's just the progression of nature. I mean, I get my smog checked. I drive my car less than I used to because I don't live in LA anymore. I live in Vegas and my commute is smaller. But I guess we're causing this to happen, all right? An international team of scientists dug into 24 locations across the globe to chart gently rising and falling seas over centuries and millennia. Until the 1880s and the world's industrialization, the fastest seas rose about 1 to 1.5 inches a century, plus or minus a bit. During the time, global sea level didn't really get much higher or lower than 3 inches above or below the 2000-year average. But in the 20th century, the world's seas rose 5.5 inches. Since 1993, the rate has soared to a foot per century. And two different studies published yesterday in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences said by 2100 that the world's oceans will rise between 11 to 52 inches, depending on how much heat-trapping gas, Earth's industries, and vehicles expel. All right, I don't know much about, all right, how much our car is expelling and how much that, how much that has to do with global warming, but I've seen vast areas of wilderness, and I have seen vast, I mean, oceans and icebergs, and I just don't see how traffic in LA is doing it. And I know the scientists like, well, Daya, it's because it all goes throughout the atmosphere and it's slowly raising the degrees. I'd say a lot of these solar flares are the cause. I don't know. I've taken, you know, many science classes, but that's about it. I mean, I'm no researcher. It's just, I really don't understand when they say man-made global warming. It may be getting hotter. Temperatures are changing. I just don't think we deserve the vanity of saying we caused that. I think there's a higher power involved. They say sea level rise in the 20th century is mostly man-made. They say a separate, not yet published study by Dr. Kopp and others found since 1950 about two-thirds of U.S. coastal floods in 27 locations have the fingerprints of man-made warming. I don't get that. If the seas continue to rise, another 18 inches of sea levels rise is going to cause a lot of problems and expense. I mean, I think a lot of people realize that there's stuff going on, although there was a study from NASA saying they're finding areas of the ice growing at the same rate that we're losing ice in others. But then you didn't hear any more from that one study. And then everybody else said, no, we're just losing our ice cap. So I don't know. I mean, the problem with something like this is it's very political, so we're only getting the news that certain people want us to get. And look, I'm reading this article, and, you know, they're talking about man-made global warming. Just say global warming before we say man-made. Okay? I mean, I don't know. Anyhow, I mean, here's the thing. Okay, and forgive me if I'm obtuse, okay? I like to ask you guys questions as much as you ask me, but if, let's say, I lived in L.A., okay? And I've been in New York City a lot. There's a lot of pollution and a lot of cars and a lot of industrialization there. So then, wouldn't their seasonal temperature warm? I mean, if man-made emissions is causing this, okay, then wouldn't there be a local effect also? Would you see higher temperatures in cities and less of a change out in the Midwest in very small towns out in the country? That would be pretty easy to test. And if they go, yeah, Los Angeles has increased by 10 degrees, New York City has increased by 10 degrees, you could equate pollution. You could look at Detroit, you could look at Chicago, you could look, you know, and you could pretty much, you know, mathematically, you know, figure out, okay, well, you know, if New York is maybe, one and a half times more than Chicago or whatever, they could figure that out. then wouldn't we see localized effects as well? Or are they saying whatever happens in L.A. and New York is affecting the Arctic, but not locally? I don't know. I'm just a little confused. And the reason why I'm kind of frustrated by this is if we do have a global issue, okay, we need to plan and we need to work ahead, not continually blame man-made. I mean, don't go after the wrong thing. If we're going to be having fish that just roll up into Las Vegas because the seas have climbed so far that a couple hundred miles is nothing to the new sea for the coastline, then okay, then fine, let's plan for it. But sitting there going, well, we got to make better emissions with our cars. We got to make better emissions with our cars, but not because that's what's causing the temperatures to go up. Okay? I mean, let's, you know, I don't know. Just my two cents. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, many people want to avoid getting HIV. There is a vaginal ring, they've been working on this for a while, laced with an anti-HIV drug, and it reduces HIV infection by a third. All right, researchers released long-awaited results from two large studies in Africa. They showed that the ring proved safe through the protection by reducing overall HIV infection by less than a third. The ring worked better in women 25 or older, leaving researchers wondering if the youngest women below 25, under 25, either maybe they didn't use the device properly or why they didn't get any benefit. The women make up nearly half of the 37 million people worldwide living with HIV, most of them hard hit in Africa. And scientists have long sought tools to help them protect themselves when their partners don't use a condom. See, another thing we have to also think about is it's not just an issue of passing out condoms. If women are being raped and then having HIV, how do we give them something that if they are assaulted, they end up having some sort of protection? So something like this is in huge, huge demand. So they say they want strategies and they want things that women can use. They say the pre-exposure prophylaxis, the Truvada, is not widely available in poor countries. You know, they've been working on HIV blocking vaginal gels. These have not panned out. But they are wondering why there's an age disparity, why older women it worked well and not younger women. Now they say that, there's already current vaginal rings like, NuvaRing that women use for birth control. So, the ring that they're using doesn't have any birth control with it. There's no form of contraception, but it's a very similar mechanism where you put it in there and then it lasts for X amount of time. So maybe they could do one where it's both birth control and prevents from HIV. The only thing is less than a third. We're still talking about close to 70% chance of you still getting HIV. So they still need to do better, but it's cool that they got that far. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.